The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. A day of mixed emotions in the virus crisis. Adam.
Yes, morning, Alan. We've had another 569 deaths, so that's 1,100 deaths in 48 hours. A nurse in London died after helping elderly patients, and he had no protective equipment, so we have that debate. The testing has been such a thing. So far, well, as it stood at the start of today, 2,000 medics had been tested out of 500,000 frontline health workers. That's just not good enough. And there's that feeling that we're sort of stumbling our way towards a strategy, but after the initial policy of so-called herd immunisation was completely U-turned, we're getting there, but in many expert opinions, way too slowly as to how to deal with this and what to do, and frankly, getting the personnel and the equipment in the right place at the right time.
Yes, I just made this point before we have to go, that Matt Hancock, your health secretary, is considering producing immunity certificates to allow those who've had COVID-19 and therefore are immune to return to work. That's a good thought.
It's a good thought, although the trouble is it's not been 100% proven that you are immune.
Yes,
once you've
right.
had it.
Could get it again.
It might be, yes, and how mild you've had it, is that a factor? In other words, there are too many unknowns for that to happen. And also, frankly, the bureaucracy involved in that, to get it chalked off by
yes.
medics in the first place. But one thing we've had a round of applause for our health workers for the second week running. If nothing else,
wonderful.
People are showing appreciation
yeah.
for those at the front
good
line.
People. Absolutely, good people. Well done, Adam. You have a good weekend, and we'll talk next week. Adam Gilchrist in London.